The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informed look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, PeteEvans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. Dr. Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. How are you, brother?
Thanks for having me. I'm very good. Just came out of the cold river. I have a river right behind my house, like 30 meters behind the house. And I stayed in too long, so I got very cold. Came up, I had a heater blasting in my face. And still couldn't warm up, so I just took a scalding shower. Super hot. And now I'm sweating.
Beautiful. You've already done two of the beautiful treatments that we do most days, which is cold water and sweating as well. So you're well primed.
Where are you, Peter? Where are you calling me from?
I'm in far north New South Wales in Australia, and we're fortunate enough to have a beautiful freshwater creek running through our property, like you. We don't have the river, but we do have a little creek, so we get the beautiful mountain water that's very, very healing, in my opinion. So, yeah, good to know that there's someone else that's diving into nature's medicine.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. I think I would go crazy if I didn't live way out in nature. The way the world is now and everything that's been happening, it certainly keeps me grounded.
Yeah, there seems to be quite a shift in people's philosophy of how they want to live over the last few years. That's what I've noticed anyway. And the last few years has really challenged people in so many ways. And the attraction to a more natural life seems to be one of the positives that has come out of all of this. If this circus, sorry, to use your name in the circus, I know you're with an S-I-R-C-U-S.
What would you like to talk about today, Peter?
Well, I would love to talk about your philosophy and your protocols and what you've come to understand about cancer in particular, because it's one of the questions that I'm constantly asked by people. Generally, I get an email from somebody that says, what would you do for cancer? Because my friend, my husband, my wife, my children, my parents have been diagnosed with cancer. And I know it's a multifaceted answer. And I know you've studied this and helped people along their journey with this. So if you'd like to take us through cancer, I know it's a big topic, but
maybe you can take us through what you've learned about this disease, if that's the right terminology.
I learned a lot, so much that I have the most sophisticated cancer course in the world. It's a university course in an online university, a doctoral program in Europe. And I sell it online. It's like a 100-lesson course. And I promote it saying you need to learn more than your oncologist. And that's easy because the oncologists know so little. In fact, they know less than little because mostly what they do is hurt people. And basically, my whole approach was built for cancer patients, though I spread out my work is really universal. But my original focus, and most of my patients online, are cancer patients. And I developed my system of medicine starting with, and I used to joke about it. I went into the ICU departments in the world and emergency departments and stole their best medicines. And their best medicines happen to be natural. They don't like to talk about it. But for instance, if you're dying of heart attack and they run through the whole pharmaceutical protocol and you're still dying and you got moments to live, a really good doctor in a really good hospital, what will he do? He'll pull out an injection or an IV if there's more time, and give magnesium, either magnesium sulfate or magnesium chloride. And it always works. It has the power to save a life right at the edge of death's door. Sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, same thing. They use it in ambulances, they use it in emergency rooms, and they use it in ICU. And when a person is literally dying, this is the only time they use it. When a person is dying, and whether it be sepsis or their body is very acidic and their breathing is very rapid, they'll give bicarbonate, either, again, by injection or normally by IV, and it'll save a life. They have injectable selenium. Of course, you have to almost shoot the doctor to give an IV of vitamin C. There's injections of vitamin D of 500 to 600,000 units. But they only use these things in, you know, life and death situations. What I did was take these same medicines, which are all natural, and instead of just waiting for somebody to die to use it, you know, cancer patients have usually, most cancer patients have months to live, at least months to live. People don't go that fast. So we apply these same powerful natural medicines, which means they don't have side effects. They're not toxic. And we apply them every day, and sometimes in very severe cases, all day. Well, three times a day, four times a day, five times a day. Constantly using these incredible medicines to stabilize the body, to neutralize, at least stop the cancer from spreading, and then to annihilate the cancer. So it's a matter of medical horsepower. 95% of my protocol is perfectly natural, and I have two items which I call semi-natural. And I have an example. I published it today. I have a patient in Turkey, and a 15-year-old girl, brain cancer. When I started with her a month ago, she was basically comatose in bed. I mean, she would be sleeping all day. She looked like she was dying. And what I did, the parents had just gotten a hydrogen inhalation machine. And she was using it maybe an hour a day. I put her on 17 hours a day. And a week later, it's now a month later, the first week went by, she got out of bed and was sitting. And I have a picture of that, looking almost like a human being. and then the third week and the fourth week. And you could see in the eyes as each week progressed, her eyes more bright, brilliant. You could see the intelligence. You can see her coming back. And, you know, it was a surprise for me. I never had somebody breathe hydrogen gas that long every day. But the results, you know, brain cancer, and she's already had surgery and chemo radiation, is basically a death sentence.
Yeah.
So when you do take, apply, and hydrogen is just one example, you apply these natural substances that are life-giving, life-supporting, and you do it a lot, it's a matter of medical horsepower. And the body can do it. If you help the body, especially when it's in dire need, you can bring back people from death's door. I mean, this woman, this girl, 15-year-old girl, you know, looked like she was on death's door. And I've been there several times myself, death's door, so I'm familiar with it.
Tell me about these. Well, first off, my question, and I don't know whether you can answer it, is why does cancer develop in certain individuals?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. In my course, I've identified 22 causes and 4 basic characteristics. Most of the causes end up be compromising oxygen delivery to the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be not enough exercise, nutritional deficiency, stress. I have a whole long list. Viruses, bacteria, fungus, all can cause cancer. Some doctors say between 20 and 40% of cancers are caused by infections. Other people say parasites. But bottom line, when you have hypoxia, which most people actually have to one degree or another, because most people are breathing too fast.
Mm-hmm.
We can get into that. Breathing too fast is a basic cause of cancer. And I can explain that. But when your oxygen down and oxygen delivery to the cell goes down, cells have a choice. They can either die, be suffocated, or for survival's sake, they stop using oxygen and using the mitochondria to produce ATP,
mm-hmm.
and they turn to fermentation, which is an inefficient and very dirty way of making energy, but the cells can survive. So we call that cancer.
Hmm.
Dr. Tullio Simoncini in Rome, he defined cancer as a fungus. Whether it actually is a fungus or not, we can definitely say that most late-stage cancer patients have fungal infections with the cancer in their tumors. And we can also say with certainty that fungus cells and cancer cells something share very much in common, which is they use fermentation to create their energy. Mm. So they're very similar cells. People don't like to talk about it, but don't like to talk about cancer being a system. And it is a kind of a wild theory, but there's some truth to it. So let's take bicarbonate, the cheapest medicine in the world, baking soda. Mm-hmm. You can take bicarbonate and sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda, potassium, and even magnesium bicarbonate, which was discovered by a chiropractor in your country. When he found out that his cows, he had a farm, were living 40% longer than any other cows. And he spent years looking for the reason, and he found it was the water they were drinking was high in magnesium bicarbonate, which is the best water in the world. Anyway, just talk about sodium bicarbonate, which anybody can get in 1 hour's notice, go down to the block, to the supermarket or a drugstore. I've written a book about this. The most recent research about baking soda and cancer is that when you flood the body with bicarbonate.
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.